This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up another one. Let's bring up the second one. Life can be out of balance as a family. Life can be out of balance as a family. We jokingly talk about soccer moms, and we talk about the soccer schedule, and we talk about Little League and all the things that people run to and they do in life, and we are a busy culture. I remember when our children were little that I was asked to coach a soccer team, and I didn't know how to play soccer, and I was asked to be a coach. And if you can believe this, I was asking the little kids on the team, can you teach me how to play soccer so I can be your coach? Isn't that amazing? I was asking these little novices who'd never played before to tell me how to play soccer. But it was an example to me of how busy people can get when they get caught up in that and having to coach and having to do that and do all the other things in life. But it's so easy as a family to get out of balance. Let me tell you how it happens. It happens for the same way that individuals get out of balance, that Jesus Christ is no longer the center. Every wedding I conduct, I say this, that Jesus is the unseen listener to every conversation in a Christian home. Jesus is the unseen guest at every meal. He's the person that's present in every family conversation and family interaction. And you say, that's scary. Yeah, it is for some people. It would be. And families can be out of balance just like an individual can be out of balance. And once again, it doesn't mean to obsess over Jesus. It just means to make him the center of your life. And so that everything flows like spokes out of that center hub of life. I remember reading years ago about a farmer who decided to remove an old beech tree from his property. He noticed on the bark of the tree some marks that looked like the letters J-L. J-L, very roughly cut, and below them some ornamental design. After the tree had been cut down, he was startled to find on the hard dry wood at the core of the tree, directly opposite the place on the bark, he noticed the carvings, the clearly cut letters J-L on a dark background, and below them an anchor. Now here's the interesting thing. He counted the rings between the original carving and the outer bark, 37. Those letters, J-L, were still on the tree, even though they were carved into the tree 37 years later. I want to ask you this question. What happens at the beginning of your family life are things that will impact your children for the rest of their lives. For the rest of their lives. And they will remember what was important. I share it every opportunity I have when I speak to parents of small children. The study that I've shared with you that at the UCLA, two professors wanted to know what impacts children spiritually. They found out the mother has the most to do with what children believe. The mothers have the most to do with what a child believes, but dads only influence one more thing, behavior. Behavior. They get their belief system from mom, but their behavior system comes from dad, by and large. There are exceptions to that. Sure, there are. But by and large, there are things that happen in the family that impact individuals later on. You see, every family produces a group of individual adults later on who create new families. Listen to that again. Every family produces a group of individuals that will go out and start new families, and that new couple will start a family that will produce individuals that will grow out and start new families. The individual and the family are so important because they're intertwined.
Well, isn't it interesting, it is to me, that I neglected preaching from this passage in a number of churches where I ministered. I share it with you today. You and I need to hear it. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.